Welcome to Minnesota Creates. Today we're talking to community and environmental artist Christine Baumler.
When you approach a project, what is it that first makes you find your way in terms of how the project is going to present itself?
In terms of the most recent project I worked on, the rooftop tamarack bog, it was really thinking about site specificity. So what might be appropriate for this site that might be interesting to the viewer?
Can you talk about another installation which you've incorporated the environment?
Really, for the past 16 years, I've worked on a constellation of projects over on the east side of St. Paul, and it's really been about reimagining the urban landscape and thinking about how we might restore urban brownfields or empty lots and make them more friendly to different kinds of plants and species through creating rain gardens and also thinking about water quality and water quality impact.
So when you first approach a brownfield, where does the light bulb go on?
What's really exciting for me about these projects, because they are highly collaborative and they're also very, what I call slow art, they're very long term. So some of these projects, like the Bruce Vento Nature Sanctuary, took about 10 years to realize. Part of it is the challenge of the imagination, to see what might have been there and try to revive that and bring it back to the degree that we can.
And how do you go about doing that? What's in your toolbox?
These projects are highly collaborative, so I'm not the only person, but I think it's finding even a small group of people who have a vision, who could recognize the innate beauty of these places and feel very committed to the restoration of those places. There's a kind of imagination and then a passion and a commitment. There's a kind of mobilization process. I think as an artist, one can be a facilitator for other people's creativity. Everybody has that innate creativity. So I don't actually think artists are special or unique in that way. We're familiar with looking at a blank canvas and imagining what could be there. And so when you look at a railroad brownfield, you can imagine what might be there, what could be there, with a certain amount of effort and attention and commitment. As artists, one thing that we are trained in is using our imaginations. I think that's a kind of training that is open to everyone. Often people say to me, oh, I can't be an artist because I can't draw a straight line. Well, that's what rulers are for. We exercise those muscles of our imagination probably more than other people do. But I have to say, working with engineers and other kinds of scientists like ecologists, they're also incredibly creative people. I feel like people tap into that creativity in different ways, but artists, for whatever reason, are more recognized for the results of their creativity.
Christine, where can people see your art?
If they'd like to take a trip over to the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, the rooftop tamarack bog is on top of the entryway to the gallery. Pretty soon it will revive itself and start growing, and I hope people get a chance to take a look at the flowers as they start to bloom.
You've been listening to Minnesota Creates, produced in the studios of KBEM-FM. Minnesota Creates is made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.